Good evening, everyone. This is a special meeting of the Pacifica National Board. It's Thursday, July 21st, 2022. It's 8:36 p.m. on the East Coast. Marion, would you call the roll, please?
I will do so. Teresa Allen. Teresa Allen? I hear nothing. I assume Bert Cohen is not there. Jim Dingaman.
Here.
Okay, everybody's
here. 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 Here.
Okay. Thank you. Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Vanessa Dixon Briggs. I'll have to go around again. Sue Goodwin.
Present.
Good. Heather Gray.
Here.
Good. Donna Grimes.
Present.
Good. Evelia Jones.
Present.
Good. Ali Lexa.
Here.
Good. Marianne Martinez.
Present.
Good. James McFadden.
Here.
Good. Darlene Pagano.
Here.
Good. Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Bueno. Sean Rhodes.
I am here.
Good. James Sagerton.
Here.
Good. Sharon Salam.
Here.
Good. Mark van Landuit. Mark van Landuit. Okay. Beth van Gunten.
Here.
Good. Egberto Willis. Egberto?
Senators to encourage them.
Susan Young.
Here.
Good. Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Good. Let me go around once again. Teresa Allen. Anyone know if Teresa is just muted? Well, I'm not hearing anything.
I don't see her.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
I am here.
Good. Mark van Landuit. Can anyone tell me if he is or is not on?
Nada.
Nada, okay. Egberto Willis.
Nada.
Okay, so be it. Okay, others. Stephanie Wells.
Here.
Good. Julia Kennard.
Here.
Good. Polina Vasiliev.
I'm here.
Is Arthur expected on the open meeting?
Yes, but not for a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, the secretary. This is Aki Tanaka. I'm on the board now. Could you add my name?
I will do so when the action happens. Thank you.
Okay.
John Tatum. Mr. Tatum present? That's an ominous silence.
Point of order?
Yeah.
Is an action needed for Akio to join the board? Isn't he just...
He needs to be seated.
I mean, were any of us... Did we all get seated when we came onto the board, or... Did we just, if we were validly elected, just became members of the board?
I wish Mr. Tatum was here. I'd ask him, but I feel like, you know, we had an official point at which we opened the 2022 PNB, the newly elected directors. But since that's not exactly what's happening, it seems to me that, you know, Aki is just, you know, a member of the board now.
Yeah. And he's on the agenda, right? On the
right.
Road.
Right.
So I think it's okay to call on him, Marianne.
Call his name and mark him present.
Okay. I will do so.
Thank you.
Hang on and let me put him in the right place. Insert. Aki Tanaka.
Yes, present.
So noted. Okay, back to Steph. Arthur is not here yet. John Tatum is not here. Do we know if Mr. Tatum is going to be here?
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay, we have a quorum.
All right.
I'm going to call Mr. Tatum.
Thank you. So the next item on the agenda is that I shall read the report out from the closed session of July 7th. 2022, and that is the PMB met in closed session to discuss proprietary financial matters and confidential personnel matters. All right, so the next item is excused absences.
I move to excuse everybody.
Thank you, Jim Dingman. Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Thank you, Sue Goodwin. Any objections to the motion to excuse those who are absent this evening?
Including us. All right, you know how I feel.
Yeah.
I think history is being made tonight.
That's you can watch it later. Don't worry, Sue.
That's correct. Any objections to the motion? Hearing none, those absences are excused. Okay, now it's time for timekeepers, and I need a timekeeper for people.
So I'll do that, Julie. Heather.
Thank you, Heather Gray. And I need a timekeeper for agenda items. And Susan Young is declining to be that timekeeper.
Susan's not going to do it. I'll do it.
Thank you, Lawrence. All right. So then the next item on the agenda is approval of the agenda, and I will, at a very high level, read out what the agenda is. The next item following agenda approval is approving minutes of the open session of July 7th. That's a 3-minute item. Item 4 is chair announcements. That's a 10-minute item. Number 5 is ED report and Q&A. That's a 20-minute item. 6 is CFO report and Q&A, a 10-minute item. 7 is legal counsel report and Q&A, a 10-minute item. 8 is unfinished business. The point of this meeting is that we did not get to the Governance Committee report from the July 7th meeting, so that's the unfinished business item. That's 10 minutes. Under new business, folks were busy over the last 2 weeks, and we have 6 motions at 10 minutes each that would make that a 60-minute item. And then item number 10 was adjourned to closed session at a time certain of 10:30. I will just note that I do not think that we got a 6-minute late start, and I think that's, you know, that agenda doesn't quite get accomplished by 10:30 time certain. It could be done by about 10:45, but that's if we don't, extend debate ever. So, Susan Young.
Yes. Madam Chair, when would a motion to postpone this meeting be in order?
Well, honestly, I think it would be, if we were going to do this, it would be part of the, this agenda discussion.
So I make a motion to postpone this meeting until the next regularly scheduled PNB meeting.
Thank you, Susan.
So then, okay, is there a second?
Obviously I do.
Thank you, Susan Goodwin. Hang on. I just wanted to point out one fact, which is today's July 21st. The next regularly scheduled meeting would be August 4th, which is a Thursday, 2 weeks from today. So, okay. Hands
chair?
For just,
I object, Chair.
Yeah, hang on. I was going to ask, was there any discussion? And so I see, Susan Young's hand and then Lawrence's. Susan.
Yeah, my feeling is that every matter that is currently on the agenda, can wait for 2 weeks, and that we're watching history in the making. And this is what we should all be about, is about our national, the critical democracy challenges in our nation.
Thanks. Lawrence?
Yeah, I'm a move to amend. It's Young's motion. I move that instead of meeting in the first meeting in November, hopefully people will get the vote in November. Talk about history. I think, or it's history. I like to amend to the next meeting. If it could be before August the 4th. And I believe Susan is correct that there are some items that could wait to the first meeting in August. But in the case that we do call a meeting before August 4th, I wanted to make an amendment that if a meeting is called before August 4th, then that we exhaust the agenda as you read it, Chair. Thank you. So I seek a second.
Second.
Thanks, Sue Goodwin.
I mean, to tell you the truth, I'm going to be listening to this meeting and I have the sound on CNN at the same time. So my attention is divided, which is not appropriate or deserving of this committee.
Thanks.
I got it on my TV set as I sit here. So I feel you, Susan.
Yeah. Jim Dingman?
Well, look, I agree with both Sue and Lawrence. We can always listen to it rerun. And yes, I also have it on right now, but I think we should proceed with the meeting.
Any other discussion about whether or not to postpone from others?
I think the motion on the floor is Lawrence's amendment.
Thank you. Sorry. So Lawrence's amendment, which is effectively that it's.
If we call a meeting before August, before the August regularly scheduled meeting, then that we exhaust the agenda that as well.
Right. Right.
And I think James McFadden has his hand
up. Oh yes, go ahead, James McFadden. Thanks.
Yes, I know that I can't make the August 4th meeting, so if it's not 1 week from today, I think I'm going to be against this motion. Well, the original motion I'm going to be against, and the substitute motion I think that Lawrence make, if that was specified to be July 28th, I guess it would be, and I would be, which means you'd have to go put it on the listserv, you know, now, then I'd be okay with that. That's all.
Thanks. Jim Dingman, did you have something else to add?
Yeah, you know, the reason why I would suggest tonight, and again, I totally agree with everybody about this, but for example, we have new developments in the FCC case. There are people who've actually signed from the KPFA LSB their names on the complaints to the FCC. So those are sort of pressing issues because those raise the question of the responsibility of people with the fiduciary issue that we raised with Mr. Goldmacher. Thank you.
Yeah, folks, just make sure that when you're not speaking, you're muted, since apparently a lot of people do have the volume on in the background. Susan, then Lawrence?
Yeah, I support Lawrence's amendment.
Thank you. Lawrence?
Chair, I heard James McFadden's friendly recommendation, and I would consider that as friendly to my motion. In other words, I think since we're not going to meet tonight, why not meet next week? That's all.
Thanks. Jim Sagerton?
Yeah, I wanted to ask James McFadden if he was making a substitute for Lawrence's amendment, which I would support. And I want to answer the question that was in the chat about posting the meeting. That would have to be posted tonight by midnight in order, according to our tradition, in order to be timely for a meeting next week. So I want to throw it to James, if we may, see if he intended that to be a substitute for Lawrence's amendment.
I don't know if I can do a substitute because Lawrence has the substitute amendment. He could amend
All right. Well, I'll do it then. I'll make a substitute amendment that we, adopt James's idea of hosting a meeting now for next week. There's also, and I will also motivate by saying there are also some issues with replacing NETA that we need to move on. And I wouldn't want to wait 2 weeks to do that.
So I second James' motion.
Thank you. Thank you. So James's, substitute motion basically is on the floor. And so that would, basically say that we definitively call a meeting for next week. And is there any further discussion about James Sagerton's, substitute motion? Are there any objections to James's substitute motion? That's not voting on the whole shebang. That's just voting James's substitute in as the new motion. Are there any objections to James' substitute motion? Hearing none, James's substitute motion passes. Okay, so now James's substitute motion, I believe, is the
main motion
on the floor. And so then the question becomes, are there any objections to, James's substitute motion, period? Hearing none? That means effectively, okay, do we immediately adjourn? Can we just approve this agenda? Let's do that. And then that means that I'm sorry. Did you get the wording of the motion, Marion?
I have it. James Sagerton moved to substitute, for Lawrence's amendment to meet, on July 28th. And I think I have up here that, I need to add in that, this agenda will be, moved forward to the 28th.
Oh, so that was part of, that's right. That was part of Lawrence's motion. So effectively, you know, this becomes the agenda for the July 28th meeting then.
Motion to adjourn.
Any objections to the motion to adjourn? Oh, who seconded?
I second that motion. Sharon seconds.
Sharon seconded. I got it. Any objections
to the motion
to adjourn?
No.
And post the meeting, please.
And I will post the meeting, for the 28th, and everybody, we'll make sure that everybody.
Chair, can I ask Arthur a quick question?
You may. Oh,
you're still on the stream.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not gonna disclose anything.
No. It's, what I was gonna say is, let me do the following. Are there any objections to the motion to adjourn? Hearing none, at 8:54 p.m., this meeting is adjourned.